It's Monday, the 6th of May, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. Inspector General of NAMPO, Lieutenant Joseph Shikongo, has extended an invitation to the general public to attend the graduation ceremony of over 1,000 recruits in Oshakati. Our northern correspondent, Mariana Mupala, caught up with him.
It is very important that we as leaders, we come to them, we have a words with them, words of encouragement, we go out with them, we show them how to do the work, we show them what we are able to do, not only to tell them from Windhoek.
Meanwhile, in Windhoek, Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuinga of NAMPO gave critical insights regarding public safety, underscoring proactive measures individuals can take for their safety.
Let's look into that as human beings, as people that are moving around, as people that are staying alone. Let's know the entrances that are safe, the houses where we are staying. Let's know the boundary walls, security locks, and then the doors, the burglary door, the windows, and all that plays a safety role.
Ben Sharnik, the director of the Nutrition Alliance of Namibia, emphasizes the importance of supporting or collaborating with the government to implement nutritional interventions effectively. He stresses the need to bring together various sectors, including health, education, agriculture, social protection, and gender, to address nutrition challenges comprehensively.
So it is quite exciting, and given the malnutrition situation in Namibia, it is more than timely to really attend such events, but to bring also then back the lessons learned and to see how we can improve things in Namibia, where from our side, we just recently were part of or made part of the grant that the World Health Organization is implementing together with the Ministry of Health and also Agriculture, where we bring nutrition for health training to community health workers.
Political analyst Wade Hankert shed light on the intricate relationship between protests in South Africa and their repercussions on Namibia.
The impact of South African strikes on Namibia depend on various factors. These are the severity and the duration of the strikes, the sectors that are affected by the strikes, and their interconnectedness with the Namibian economy.
Independent business and economics researcher Joseph Kefashiyama had this to say on how protests could affect investor sentiment.
We need to understand that the investors need a conducive environment. That is the key. So, and investors want to see that their money are protected and as well as they get a very good return.
To South Africa, Eskom says load shedding will remain suspended, with today marking the 40th consecutive day without blackouts. This is due to significant improvements in curbing unplanned outages and the reliability of the generation fleet. A total of 2,600 megawatts is expected to return to service today. The power utility spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says the energy availability factor has been above 60% since the 29th of last month and reached the 65% mark at the start of this month. Amid the Gaza conflict, the United States has stopped a shipment of U.S.-made ammunition bound for Israel, a first since the war began. Benji Haya reports.
The decision was revealed to a very well-sourced Israeli journalist stateside, Barak Ravid. He was told that the shipment was stopped last week at a time when the Biden administration's coming under intense pressure to stop supplying weapons used in Israel's war effort in Gaza. President Joe Biden's hinted at potential changes to U.S. foreign policy should Israel move ahead with a ground operation into the city of Rafah in the very south of the strip, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. On Sunday, Hamas fired rockets from near Rafah into Israel, killing three soldiers, as mediators continue to hash out a ceasefire deal that would see dozens of Israeli hostages released from Gaza. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.